This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 19th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Specialty Crop Group likes new farm bill. Storms bolster snowpack and administration sued over canceled energy projects. The specialty crop sector is calling attention to an emergency assistance framework in the draft GOP farm bill that's notably different than the relief plan the Trump administration announced last week. The farm bill that the House Ag Committee will debate next week would authorize the first specialty crop emergency assistance framework. It is based on the structure of the second version of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and the more recent marketing assistance for specialty crops. Those programs were based on farm revenue. The new program planned by USDA would provide commodity-specific assistance. The Farm Bill's proposed framework would establish the parameters of a unique payment structure that compensates specialty crop producers in times of need, the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance said in a statement. The provision sends, quote, a clear signal that specialty crops are fundamentally different than row crops and need their own program at USDA for delivering economic aid. Alliance members include Western Growers and the International Fresh Produce Association. Keep in mind, GOP Farm Bill faces strong Democratic opposition and contains provisions that could be problematic for some Republicans. California's snowpack levels are seeing some gains as storms sweep through parts of the state, though they still remain below normal for this time of year. Recent snows brought levels statewide to 69% of California's normal average as of yesterday. The Southern Sierra Nevada had seen 94% of normal snowpack by the date, while the Central Sierra saw 70% of normal and the Northern Sierra 50%, that according to data from the California Cooperative Snow Surveys. According to the National Weather Service, some locations near Lake Tahoe reported receiving more than 68 inches of snow between Saturday and Wednesday. 13 state attorneys general and the California Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, they're suing the Trump administration over its decision to terminate several energy grants. Those grants include $1.2 billion in federal funding to build a hydrogen hub in California. The AGs claim the decision to end over 300 energy projects under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act and Inflation Reduction Act programs violates the Constitution and Administrative Procedure Act. One $1.7 million award to Rutgers had been intended for researching agrivolti systems for diversified agriculture. Another award would have studied geological formations under Springfield, Illinois, for potential carbon dioxide storage. The Agriculture Department's chief economist, Justin Benavides, will deliver his first forecast on the state of the ag economy today. USDA's two-day Agriculture Outlook Forum kicks off in Northern Virginia today. Benavides, who joined the department just a month ago, will provide analysis on commodity markets, trade, and farm income, that according to USDA. The ag futures market will get its first look at this year's corn and soybean plantings, even if those estimates are not backed by data from growers just yet. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for the Stone X Group, said, quote, if these numbers prove accurate, it's by accident. Suderman and other analysts are waiting to scour the USDA's March 31st planting intention survey of farmers for a more accurate picture. The trend yields for corn and soybeans will be of interest, though, Suderman said in a note to clients yesterday. He said, we can expect USDA to use those yields in their new crop balance sheets in the May WASDE crop report. Benavides' address comes as USDA faces growing scrutiny over its crop production estimate following the departure of around a fifth of the department staff. The January supply and demand estimates include a sharp upward revision of corn acreage, sending grain prices down. The administration has patched things up with Beijing for now, at least. It has also announced a string of trade deals in recent weeks with provisions to strengthen U.S. ag exports. But farmer sentiment still plummeting. Almost a third of producers anticipate deteriorating economic conditions in the next 12 months. Many will be looking for Benavides to confirm their fears or offer a glimmer of hope. Well, here come the lawsuits. Major environmental and public health groups are taking the Trump administration to court following EPA's repeal last week of its 2009 endangerment finding, which in 2009 found that greenhouse gases, quote, threaten the public health and welfare of current and future generations and need to be regulated. The finding became the legal foundation for federal climate policy, including regulating vehicle, industrial, and power plant emissions and treating climate change as a public health issue under the EPA authority, the World Resources Institute said. At the same time, EPA eliminated greenhouse gas tailpipe emission standards for vehicles. Yesterday came a lawsuit filed in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. The action styled as a petition to the court and does not include arguments against the repeal that comes later in the litigation. The American Public Health Association, Centers for Biological Diversity, Environmental Law and Policy Center, and Public Citizen are among the 17 groups on the lawsuit. The repeal was published in Wednesday's Federal Register. A group called Our Children's Trust also petitioned the court yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 19th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.